So we are picking up on Brachas Daf Gimel on the base, almost halfway down the big lines. The last one on the line is Hu, and three words in is the word Beneshef, and it's got a period before it. So that's, I don't know, they're marking. See right in there? That's the Beneshef. So the word Neshef had come up in the previous, last time we talked. We said that David got up at the Neshef, and we assumed that meant he got up in the evening, and then we're trying to resolve how to get up in the early in the evening, then Chatzos. So now we're going to take issue with the interpretation of the word Neshef referring to evening, or evening time. The Mishnah says, sorry, the Gemara says, the Neshef or Tahu, thank you very much, if you ever want to know, the Neshef or Tahu, and are you so sure that the word Neshef refers to a time in the evening? Who says, Ha Neshef Safrahu? The Gemara contends that perhaps Neshef, the term Neshef, refers to a time in the morning. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayakim David me Neshef ara Erev lemachar tam. The Pasuk says that David, you know, attacked them from the Neshef until the Erev on the next day. The context is that right before Shaul dies, David has his two of his wives, and the Jews have Amalek attack them, and they go and attack them back. So this is talking about how they got him good. No one was left except for 400 kids that got away on camels, but they wiped out Amalek, this gadud, this group. And the point is, the pasuk says the attacking happened from the Neshef va'ada Erev, from Neshef to Erev. So now, my love, doesn't that seem to imply that Safra van Laila, it's from morning to night? That seems to make sense. Mora says, no, not necessarily low. Me'orta van orta, it means from evening to evening. It's Neshef means evening, and so does Erev. So Mora says, Ihachi, that's really true. Lichtob men Neshef vada Neshef. If Neshef means evening, and Erev means evening, then why would you purposely obfuscate the matter? If you want to talk about the same term at the same time, then let the pasuk say from Neshef to Neshef, or let it say me'erev ad Erev. Why would it possibly say Meneshef ad Erev if they're really the same time? Ella, rather, it must be Amarava Trey Nashvi Habu. There are two times in the day that are can be referred to as Neshef. Neshef Leila va'atsu Yamama. There's the Neshef of the evening right before it becomes daytime, and the Neshef of the Yamama va'atsu Laila, and the Neshef of the morning right before it becomes evening. Now, in other words, I bet Art's going to actually look. I bet it's translated as twilight over there. That's how I would translate it. Twilight? Mm-hmm. How to translate Neshef over there?
Neshef.
Been translated. Okay.
Neshef.
Okay, so that's good. I think that's good. That's a good way. Here's the thing. Again, we started assuming Neshef meant something like dusk. And then, so I would fairly translate it as twilight. And then it said, oh, there's a morning time also called Neshef Lamaskana. We say that just before the day breaks. You might think that's also like considered like that's dawn time, and therefore it also be considered twilight, if you will, you know. But the truth is, that's not a good translation. That wouldn't be a good translation. Rashi learns that Neshef is a first like to like to jump and go up. It's like the transitional phase. But the Mavorshim speaking on the pasuk here, those who learn like this Gemara, I guess, like the Malbim, learn that the Neshef is the time at the end of the day before the next thing happens. In other words, just like how you have dawn at the beginning of the day and Chatzos at midday, you have like Neshef at the end of the day, but it's not yet, it's like the last phase of the
twilight
day, but it's before twilight. The reason why I say it has to be before twilight is because on the nighttime times, so you have the beginning of the evening, that'd be Orta, like, you know, like Tzeis V'Chavim. You have Chatzos midnight, and then you have Neshef, which happens before Alos, before first light. So Neshef means like the last phase of the day. It's definitely not twilight because there's no light yet. And they certainly in the like the 4 a.m. Neshef, let's call it, for lack of a better term. Right? In the morning, that morning, I'm calling it morning.
What is the word for Neshef?
Jump. Rashi learns it's from, yeah, but which is an Aramaic word. Like there's a Gemara in Megillah that says you should jump out of your spot using that term. It's a strange word. That's why they're battling. Now the most amazing about it is if you learn the Gemara, it now came out saying, consider the Shaklo Tire for a second again. It said we assume Neshef meant the evening time. Then we said wait a second, Here, the pasuk we wanted it to be neshef, but then we neshef the evening again. Said it can't be because then it would have said neshef to neshef or erev to erev. So it concedes ostensibly that neshef here means in that pasuk by David attacking Amalek, neshef means the morning time, like it's called dawn or whatever, pre-dawn, and then erev means erev. That makes sense, right? The problem is, and I don't have a solution to this problem, but the problem is that's how, for example, the Malvin learns over there in Shmuel. And that's also how the way that the Matsudas Dava does. However, others, like Matsudas Sin and the Radak usually learns like the Gemaras, translates, explains explicitly that Neshef in the Pasuk means Arab. So I'm left with a question. I don't know what to make of it at the end of the story. So as far as I understand as how to learn a Gemara, when the Gemara says the word Ella, it means we're backing down. It means you're right. We're conceding the point that we're going elsewhere. And that's what happened here. It said if Neshef meant evening, it would have said from Neshef to Neshef. And then it said true, Ella, rather, and it gave a new answer. So I would have understood that to mean, like, there's only one answer, which is in Achinami, Neshef can mean both, and that pasuk it means morning. The problem is, or just before morning, let's call it. The problem is, like I told you, you can look at the Radak there, for example, who learns that Neshef means evening anyway. So I cannot answer that question, but it's fascinating to look at. Okay, fine.